exists and that, you know, we can recognize him. We might believe that he created us and all the world, but there's perhaps not a relationship there with him. When we invite Christ into our lives, then it's like getting off our bike and getting on a tandem bike with Jesus behind us, pedaling to support us, to keep us going, giving us encouragement, giving us directions that we may choose to take or sometimes may choose to ignore. But he's always there. But the real adventure starts when we get off the bike, get on the back and let Jesus on the front and let him steer. He goes off-piste. He goes to places and we do things we've never done before and never would dream of doing. We're just sitting on the back going, where are we going? Holding on tightly. And he says, trust me. And that is living life in all its fullness. So let's look at a passage from the Bible where Jesus is encouraging his followers to share the good news. This is from Luke's account of Jesus' life. We're looking at chapter 10, and we read, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. So note who is in control in this situation. Who appointed those people? It was the Lord Jesus who appointed them. And it's the Lord who gives them instructions of how to go out in twos and where to go ahead of him, where he's going to go. And who does Jesus say to ask for to send the workers? Again, it's the Lord. And importantly, whose harvest field is it? It's his harvest field. So it's Jesus who's in control. He's giving the instructions. He knows who's ready to listen, and he knows where they are. Our part is to listen for his prompts and then have the courage to take a step of faith, even when it's uncomfortable. So let me give you an example, and I've shared this story before, but I think it shares the illustration well. I was at a playing field, just about to walk my dog, and I saw on the far side of the field another gentleman walking his dog, and I just got this prompting, this sense from God that I should invite him to church. Haven't done something like that before. So I have the usual conversation of, well, what if he doesn't want to? What if he doesn't listen to me? What if? And on it went, the excuses, until I get closer and closer to this guy. And I said, okay, God, I'll do my best. So I get to the point where we meet, and we say hello, good morning, and talk about the weather as you do. And then I carried on walking. I said, oh, that didn't quite go to plan, did it, God? So I decided I'd pray for the guy anyway, and said, sorry, God, for bottling it and chickening out. And an hour later, I was sitting just on the end of the row of seats there by the organ, and I looked over at the door in my disbelief and saw the same guy walk into church, and he came across the front here, no kidding, he hadn't seen me, and he came and he sat just on the other side of the aisle from me. And I went, hello, we just met on a dog walk. And he goes, oh, hiya, how are you? And we had a good chat. And my point is this, it's not about us. It's about God. It's about Jesus. He's the one in control. His grace is enough to make up for even, you know, when we fail, even when we bottle it, his grace is more than enough. And when we recognize that God is in control, we can trust him more, letting him onto the front of that tandem more often and with more parts of our life. So Jesus recognizes that this is hard and that we struggle, but he also gives us some great guidance. So let's keep reading the next part of Luke's account. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest in them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal those there who are ill and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. So the picture Jesus is giving is this. Wolves eat lambs, so we don't want to be hanging around with the wolves. But how do we spot a wolf? Well, the opposite of eating a lamb is feeding a lamb. And this is exactly why Jesus is sending them out empty-handed. He's setting up his disciples to have to depend on him. They have to search out these people of peace to get food and accommodation. So for us, when we come across people who are maybe not interested or even hostile to the gospel, we just move on. I was one of those people for many years. People would invite me on Alpha. People would, you know, invite me to come to Christian fellowship groups. And I just said, no thanks, not for me. So instead, we seek out those who are people of peace, who welcome us, who are open to hearing the good news of Jesus and receiving healing. I've met many people like this on the recent Alpha, and I wish I could bring all of you to one of those Alpha groups and hear the amazing stories of people discovering their faith for the first time. One guest described how they came in Alpha, and it wasn't simply a case of someone inviting them and then they turn up. There was a whole series of events that had gone on in this person's life up to that point, including meeting a person on a dog walk who was a Christian and shared their faith with him. I tell you, dog walking is a great opportunity to talk about Jesus. And then their neighbours, people who come to this church, invited them to dinner. And then they came to the carol service. And then they heard about Alpha, etc. It's just helpful to realise that when we talk about our faith or give out an invitation, it's just one small part of that person's story, of the bigger journey that they're on that God is in control of. He's just asking us to do our little bit. He just needs us to step out a little bit whilst recognizing that he is in control. So the recent interest that we've had in Alpha and the encouraging impact that the turning, for those that have heard of that, is having, they're exciting. But my sense is that those are just the ripple of the wave that's coming. I shared last month about one of our retired clergy who had a dream about a passage from Revelation that says, see, I've placed before you an open door that no one can shut. And that's the sense I have, that people, and we're seeing this, that people are open to God at the moment. And I don't think this is just dozens. I think this is hundreds and thousands of people that we're going to see coming to faith here in Whitney. And in a similar way, Jesus is telling the disciples, do not greet anyone on the road. There's an urgency about this mission. It's something we're to start now. And God's heart is not just for people here in Whitney and the surrounding villages. The Great Commission is to go out and make disciples in all nations. And I get a sense as well that there's people that we're going to be sending from this church, more people out on mission, out into the rest of the world. So as we recognise more and more that God is in control and that we're part of his big story, we can trust him more. We can get on that tandem with him and even let him steer. And then we'll worry less about sharing our faith. So I want to finish with just a short film clip from a great film called Son of God. And it's a scene from where Jesus meets a brash and impulsive man, a fisherman called Peter. And Peter goes on to be the first great voice proclaiming the good news of Jesus.
Do you need help?
I'm not looking for any help.
And besides, there's nothing to help with.
Hey! You can't just climb into my boat.
Yeah, you're right. Give me a helping hand.
What do you think you're doing?
We're going fishing.
There are no fish out there this time of day. In fact, there are no fish out here any time of day.
Peter. Just give me an hour. And I will give you a whole new life.
Who says I want one?
I'm telling you.
There's no fish out there.
How did this happen? What did you do?
I'm giving you the chance to change your life. Peter, come with me. Give up catching fish and I will make you a fisher of men.
What are we gonna do?
Change the world.
So we've got a few minutes just to invite God to speak to us this morning. We'll just pray together. As we do, I just encourage you to be listening to God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul to ask him, what are you saying to me today, Lord? So let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. We invite you here. We welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit. We're just going to wait a while on God's Spirit to speak to us. There might be some of you who, like Peter at the start of that clip, have not yet met Jesus. We might be feeling stuck, but we're not looking for help. I'm doing just fine, thanks. I don't need any help. Well, Jesus is walking out through the water to you right now. He's reaching out to you. And if we just give him a chance, give me an hour, and I'll give you a whole new life. So if that's you, can I encourage you to reach out and give Jesus a chance? Bring him into your boat. Get onto that tandem with him. Let him into your life. And if that's you, please do just come down to the front at the end and I or one of the team would love to pray with you. And for others, you might be in a place of discouragement, maybe having made yourself vulnerable, having shared your faith or invited someone else, but they've said no and we've become disillusioned. There aren't any fish out there. We've got back on our own bike, trying to do everything in our own strength. And I just sense Jesus is saying to us in that position, come with me. Let's do this together. Remember, it's not about us. We're just joining in with what God is doing, throwing the net out and trusting that Jesus will bring the fish. And I also believe that there's some here who are called, like Peter, into church leadership and into full-time ministry. So if that is you, I pray that Jesus meets with you right now to give you clarity about this call in your life. And probably there's all of us who worry at times. So I just pray, Lord Jesus, help us to see with your eyes the work that you are doing. Help us to join you in this mission of changing the world. To trust you with our time, our abilities, our money, our passions, our relationships. Help us, Jesus. We need you. Amen.